It's a Tuesday night and it opens up our hashtag open debate. This is the social impact on kwmedia.life with me, Keenan Williams. Thanks very much for joining me, and I hope that you'll be joining on the conversation by sending through your WhatsApp text or voice messages to +27764769277 or connect with us on all forms of social media at KWM Socials. So, should the South African lockdown be ended? This is what we'll be debating about tonight. I would love to hear from you either via voice or text message or via our social media handles. You know, I'd have to say that for this debate, I'll be sitting on the fence and I will be providing you with some stats as to why the lockdown should either be ended, as well as reports as to why it should maybe be extended. I know that I have my views and I will be voicing them a little bit later, but I want you to sway my opinion tonight. I want you to convince me that the lockdown should either be extended or, in your opinion, should this lockdown be ended? You know, if we look internationally, the global risk managers are expecting a prolonged and painful global recession as a result of COVID-19 and the associated lockdowns aimed at slowing the spread of this virus. And the World Economic Forum published a report earlier today based on the views of 350 of the world's top risk professionals, and the report highlights key concerns and looks into the implications and effects of the response to the pandemic. And the risk professionals agree that the COVID-19 pandemic and the world's response to it represents a historic event that will change the world in the long term. Now, this is something I've been speaking about in a couple of episodes of The Social Impact. The things we have been doing will have to change. We will have to get used to a new normal. But with this, and with reports such as these, which state that we will experience a prolonged recession, sadly ties into many who are suffering due to poverty experience, not only in this country, but globally as well. And if we look at reports, and if you look at some of the reports that have taken place, news reports, and you might have seen some South Africans going against lockdown restrictions and regulations, saying that they would rather risk contracting the virus than going hungry or watching their families go hungry. And, you know, this is a reality for a lot of us. There are many people among us who have lost their jobs. There are many more who can't go to work at the moment because of the harsh lockdown regulations. And because of this, they are not earning an income. And because of it, they can't afford to pay for essentials many of us take for granted. So should the South African lockdown be ended? Should the restrictions and regulations we have in place perhaps be eased so that many, many more South Africans will be able to not only contribute to the economy of this country, but earn a living for their families and feed them as well? Have your say via WhatsApp, +27764769277, or you can connect with us on all forms of social media at KWM Socials. You know, we've also seen there are quite a few benefits of this lockdown. There's a decrease in certain kinds of crime, and that's been particularly pronounced in the Cape Town CBD. And the Central City Improvement District said earlier today that 94 incidents were reported between the 26th of March and the 15th of May, compared to 340 during the same period last year. And, you know, just taking from a different angle, if we were to end the lockdown, will we be disciplined enough as South Africans to adhere to the regulations of social distancing, the wearing of masks, and, you know, keeping the hygiene standards? If I talk from my own perspective and my own experience, I'm finding that the lack of discipline we have when it comes to adhering to lockdown restrictions and regulations is not just a South African issue, but a global one as well. If we look at a post-lockdown South Africa, what sort of economy and healthcare and education, as well as transport and infrastructure, are we looking at? Also, are we geared up to handle a change in the way in which we are doing business and government and religiously or otherwise? Or will we go back to the way that we have always been doing things? To you, what does a post-lockdown South Africa look like? You can let me know via WhatsApp or on our social media at KWM Socials. I read an article on The Conversation recently which said that post-lockdown South Africa needs to emulate the strategy implemented by South Korea. But as stated in this article, the South Korean program had the benefit of attacking the epidemic when it was still small and containable, and South Africa retains the advantage over the worst hit European countries. So the question brought up in this article is how to effectively use time under lockdown to ensure that it is able to contain the spread of the coronavirus and to manage the health risks and minimize economic costs. But what are your thoughts on this? I'd love to hear from you. +27 76 476 9277 or on our Facebook, Twitter or Instagram at KWM Socials. Rena, you sent through this message saying, I'm also between a rock and a hard place when it comes to this debate, but I do feel like they should ease the lockdown regulations. Then there's a message coming through from Justin who says, I maintain my stance that this lockdown must remain in place till we see a substantial drop in the number of people who are infected with COVID-19. I don't think we are disciplined enough to ease our regulations. Also, we are only at the tip of the iceberg as South Africans. Thanks very much, Justin and Rene, for sending through those messages. Teresa, you say, I had lost my job a few months ago before lockdown, and it was a difficult adjustment for me and my family. I'm lucky that my husband is still able to work, and the little he does earn feeds our family of four. We don't have much, but at least we don't go to bed hungry. For me, I see this as a blessing that I'm able to be at home and look after the kids. However, I would say that we should maybe cool down some of the regulations so that some who are not able to will be able to go back to work and provide for their families. Thanks very much for the messages coming through. You can keep them coming through via WhatsApp or on our social media platforms. Olivia, you ask me for my opinion on this. Well, as I mentioned at the start of tonight's discussion, that I want you to sway my opinion, either to say that lockdown needs to be ended or lockdown needs to be extended. You need to send me your thoughts and opinions on this and try to sway my vote either to want to end the lockdown or to have an extension to it. Okay, I don't have much power in presidency, but try to sway my opinion, try to sway my stance to either say, okay, I'm going to end this lockdown or I'm going to have this lockdown extended. In a short while, I will definitely give you my opinion on it, but this is a platform for you and many, many others, Olivia, to voice your thoughts and to voice your opinions. And if you don't mind, I'll throw this question back at you now, Olivia. What is your opinion on this? We also have other messages coming through, but we'll touch on that a little later. We've also heard today that Gauteng Premier David Makura announced that the province will move down to level 3 lockdown next month. Makura made the announcement during the Gauteng legislature's first virtual sitting. He says the province was improving steadily and that COVID-19 was a socio-economic issue along with health issues, giving international examples of broken economy. But this is an announcement which brings with it much fear, as the province has the second highest number of positive recorded coronavirus cases in the country. And currently in South Africa, we have more than 16,500 positive cases of coronavirus, with the Western Cape being the epicenter of the virus in the country. But you know, the Gauteng province isn't the only province wanting to relax lockdown restrictions and move down to level 3. The DA in the Western Cape remain adamant that the province should move to level 3 lockdown restrictions. But what are your thoughts on this? For the two provinces with the highest number of positive cases of COVID-19 wanting to move down to level 3 restrictions, Do you think it's wise of those provinces? Your WhatsApp text or voice messages can be sent to +27 764 769277 or on our social media at KWM Socials. Yolisa, you say that lockdown restrictions should be ended as it's messing up with our livelihood. Luke, you say that we should ease the lockdown regulations. I miss my friends and family, and my studies are halted at the moment. We need to move on with our lives with this new type of normal. Terry, Mo, Julie, and Queen, you say, end the lockdown. Yeah, there's still quite a few coming through there. Thanks very much for the messages coming through tonight. And as I mentioned, I would be answering your question, Olivia, when it comes to my stance in all of this. And, you know, honestly, as I sit between this rock and a hard place, like many, many others and lots of people saying this as well, I have to say that for most of it, I do wish that the lockdown would end. I'm like many other people who are missing their family and their friends and miss the freedom of going where they want to, and I miss going to church and interacting with people and just the way of life that we were so used to for so long. And, you know, prior to going live tonight, I had this frustration, and it's really feeling for me that I am going to have a mental breakdown sometimes. Some days are worse than others. You see, I'm alone with my daughter who is 16 months old, and I am her primary carer while my wife works as an essential worker. I'm very, very lucky in the sense that I can work from home and do these live streams in between Teletubbies and snack time and bath time and play time and trying to get her to go to sleep. But sometimes being under lockdown with no way of being able to take her for an afternoon walk or go for a drive to the park is kind of messing up with my mental health. I'm staying sane, but there are some days where it just feels like it's worse than others. And don't get me wrong, I do understand the necessity of the lockdown, and with the high number of positive cases in the country, it's the only way to slow down the number of more infections. But if we look at this holistically, the lockdown didn't just stop the spread of the COVID-19, it rather just slowed it down. There are still many, many people who are getting infected with the virus and many others who are still to get infected. My solution, if I have a solution, or my stance is this: the lockdown needs to be ended, but the enforcement of the restrictions and regulations need to remain. I believe that physical distancing should still be applied and that face masks or face shields should be a prerequisite. And I also feel that this new way of living, we can't really go back to the old way of how we did things. We have to create this new normal for ourselves and for society. This will see a change in a lot of things we had been doing, but it will help move our economy forward. And beside that, because I know some would also argue and say that I am more worried about the economy and that I'm sitting from a place of privilege, but rather this new normal needs to be in a South African context. You see, we can copy what other countries and regions are doing, but we need to look at the South African needs and implement a concrete solution to this. I also feel that if we are able to work from home, we should be able to work from home, and bigger businesses and corporates should take smaller businesses under their wing. I recently read an article on the Good Things Guys website about a spa in Plettenberg Bay which offers shelf space to local businesses which can't open. But what about thinking over and above that by maybe having the local small pie shop sell their products through bigger supermarkets? We need to not only think of a way forward as to how we are going to do things and how we're going to benefit from this, but also for the benefit for the greater community as well. You know, I'm a man of faith, and each day when I pray not only that God gives a job to those who need it, but rather that those who are able to will provide an opportunity and open their hearts and open a door and give an opportunity for those who need it most. And in the same way, if we decide to reopen our schools and our economy and our healthcare system and everything else that goes with it, we have to do so cautiously, but also for the greater good of the citizens of this country. We can continue this conversation on our socials at KWM Socials. Till tomorrow, from myself, Keenan Williams, keep rocking SA. Bye-bye.